This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
give me a Z-Pack and some HydroQuin and throw in some hydroxycut. And burn a few calories while I'm at it.
Cultural change is hard.
HydroQuin is Harley Quinn's lesser known sister.
Just in, the Patriots have signed HydroQuin to their 53-man roster.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
The coronary challenged Greg Hill.
I wrote every single thing down. You have that in front of you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I love fiction reading.
He's a liar.
9 open nature sea salt pita chips with hummus.
Nope.
One bite. Everyone knows the rules.
How much hummus was on each one? And was the hummus homemade?
Just a dollop. No, it wasn't homemade.
Did define like a dollop.
Scoop. No, 9 scoops.
It was a scoop.
You went through a whole container of hummus with 9
pretty,
chips.
Pretty healthy, though.
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
How have you been doing on the eating, Dale?
I've actually lost weight since this started.
Is that from stress or
Greg
just
found it.
Ouch.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I think he wanted to be acknowledged by Bill. It's like a daddy complex.
She actually said daddy.
It's like Nick in here when, like, you know, come
if
back
anybody,
on a Wednesday.
Anybody
he just
knows,
wants Greg to tell him that he did a good job.
You've been a very good boy.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
He wanted to be the GM.
He did not, Greg. He wanted to have his voice heard. He's Tom freaking Brady.
So you're telling me he was ignored?
Yes.
No, Belichick is the Antichrist. God. Oh.
God.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it.
Where the
get drunk before everything closes.
I totally advocate beating them.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Just ride it. Ride that sucker right through.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bears. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
How are we today?
What day is it? Wednesday?
Yes, it's like Groundhog Day, the great Bill Murray film. Rinse and repeat.
The only hope that I have that's slight is that in the morning now, I mean, there's a hint of daylight outside my window, and if it weren't so dreary out today, the sun would be getting ready to come up. So it smacks of late spring, but
there's nothing to do. Well, yeah. I mean, you can't go out anywhere and enjoy it unless you're 57 feet away from other people. But maybe someday, Danielle, maybe will there be a summer? That's my question. Will there be barbecues with other people? Will I be able to sit on the beach in Ocean Park with my shirt on?
Define summer.
And have myself a dip. Will it happen?
No.
Are we going to actually get to a point where we have to contact your local beach town city ordinance and ask, like, Greg Hill has booked Old Orchard Beach from 307 to 322. And you're literally going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You'll get 15 minutes of outdoor time.
Yeah. Well, they're probably going to put the same social distance tape up on the beach that they have in the grocery stores or in the pharmacies. You're going to get a four-square spot that's 12 feet away from anybody else.
Now, depending on which way the bathroom goes and where the snack stand is, will we have it the same way that they're now doing one-way aisles at grocery stores?
Oh. Nobody's following the one-way aisle rule. We talked about that yesterday, yeah. And nobody's paying attention to that. Nobody's following those guidelines. All right. Well, anyway, we are here again, and if you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text anytime this morning on the text line, which is 37937. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day in about 40 minutes, and the top five most beautiful White House briefing moments coming up after 8 on this morning's show.
This is
You May See Me Tonight with an Illegal Smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while.
The Lead.
Please tell the man I didn't kill anyone. No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Just trying to have me some fun, Ken.
You're a John Prine fan?
Yes.
R.I.P.
Yes.
John Prine. Passed away, unfortunately, related to COVID-19. Great singer-songwriter.
Super sad. Springsteen tweeted about it last night.
Yeah.
That was an awful thing to read before bed. He was super sad. He's broken up.
How old was he?
73, I believe.
73 years old. That's sad.
Quite the folk country catalog. Well, the sports world is crawling along, but the draft is the only thing in town, and you got a new Laird column up this morning. Why the Patriots trading up to draft Tua is the dumbest idea ever. Only presented by Dip Whistles Monday on this show.
That's right. Me and you've actually done the unthinkable, Ken. You unified me and Troll and Volan.
It is really stupid. If you heard like a Jets writer suggest this, trading up from 23-3 for Tua to buy Derek Jeter's mansion without any furniture to move into the place with, you would mock it relentlessly, but yet Fitzy and these guys, they don't know how to react without a quarterback. They've turned into just idiot football media. What is happening?
The Volan keeps saying it's a real possibility, and it's God. I mean, I don't think it's happening.
No chance.
I don't think it's happening. What's the injury concern with him? I mean,
what isn't the injury concern?
Remember that injury that took out Bo Jackson about 30 years ago where he fractured his hip?
Right.
Tua had a similar injury. It's just that he had the surgery more immediately and recovered quicker, whereas Bo Jackson wasn't able to benefit from 2020 science back then.
Oh, so maybe we could get him with a limp is better than Stidham at full health. Is that what it is?
Limp him and Stidham, that's right.
Fitzy told me off air he wants Lieutenant Dan as the new kicker.
That's right. Actually, get that guy for the kick for the Saints, Ken. Is he still around?
So you're saying no go on that, Ken.
No go, but read the column.
Not of it. All right. Call him up. The Laird column up at WEEI.com. What do you got, Curtis?
Well, we are losing our collective minds here as a country during this coronavirus pandemic. I take you to Colorado, lovely state, beautiful outdoors area in Colorado. A husband and wife took their daughter to a park to have a catch.
Yeah.
The father was arrested. Let's hear from him right now.
She's like, Daddy, I don't want you to get arrested. And, you know, at this point, I'm thinking, there's no way they're going to arrest me. You know, there's no way. This is insane. And, you know, so I'm telling her, I'm like, don't worry, Daddy's not going to get arrested. You know, I've done nothing wrong. You know, don't worry about it. And then they arrest me. During this whole contact, none of the officers had masks on. None of them had gloves on. You know, and they're in my face, handcuffing me. They're touching me. If we're going to go ahead and start arresting people for no reason in front of their six-year-old daughter, you're just going to cause more problems later on.
Nuts. This is absolutely nuts. So the guy is playing catch with his daughter
in a park,
throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And he's arrested and dragged away by the cops in front of his daughter and his wife.
I mean,
nuts.
What is
absolutely
happening?
Nuts. I'm sorry. Danielle, defend that. Ken?
Nope.
Ken Jonglin, defend that.
There might be more to the story we don't know.
There's more to the story. The police later apologized, saying that they were wrong. It was an overreach by the Brighton, Colorado police officers.
Maybe he was doing what the way in which the Prime Minister of Canada described it yesterday. He was speaking moistly. Is that possible?
Oh, I heard that. Danielle is not getting
happy. That's awful. That audio is awful.
Maybe he was speaking moistly.
Greg,
around
but this,
knock it off.
We as a society, I don't know if there's any coming back from this. It is insanity. All that's done every day is we have our entire media eviscerate our president over every word he says, and we have these police officers arresting fathers for having catch with their daughter.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
That's an embarrassment. Personally, I'd rather read something by Gollum than a Ken Laird column, but I digress. So, coming up in 15 days, Greg, of course, like Ken Laird, my nemesis mentioned, is the only sporting event in town until the fall, the NFL draft. And it is going to be conducted virtually via some high-tech level Zoom format. And John Harbaugh, noted Patriots critic, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, has already begun complaining about the virtual draft, saying he is worried and concerned it could possibly be hacked. He's heard about hackers jumping into school Zooms.
Yes.
He's heard about AA meetings being hacked, which means if John Harbaugh is concerned about the virtual draft being hacked, that means Bill Belichick still takes up coastal real estate in his mind, because who are you talking about, John Harbaugh, when you say the virtual draft will be hacked? The Patriots have already gotten a grade from me at this draft. It's an A+. They have already defeated the Ravens. I love it.
All right, Nick, thank you. Danielle, what's your lead?
It's very interesting to me to see what people are willing to pay for during this pandemic and what they're not willing to pay for. And I'm talking about businesses promoting their services, maybe Instagram influencers. Tori Spelling is getting raked across the coals by the internet because she was offering up the chance to do a virtual meet and greet with her on Thursday. She was limiting this to 20 fans, and I'm sure you can guess what's coming. The price tag was a very, very reasonable $95 for a virtual meet and greet.
For a virtual meet and greet with Tori Spelling?
The proposal did not go over well. The comments on her post are unbelievable. People are like, really? It's a pandemic. Most of us are out of work. I don't have $95 to talk to you for 15 minutes on a Zoom conference call. Thanks so much.
She must be suffering from the same fate you are with deflated lips. Like, she must, I'm guessing they can't have access to any of her beauty treatments.
She does look like a Picasso right now.
What do you think Tori Spelling looks like in quarantine?
We're about to find out on Thursday. Someone's going to screenshot.
Looks like Tom Spelling.
Yeah. My Botox is so much dissolved now that I can actually react to the things you say. And you can see it on my face.
No thanks.
Can you Zoom with me, please?
No thanks on paying $95 for the virtual meetup.
Yeah.
The virtual meet and greet with Tori Spelling. No thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yesterday, the UN's Trade and Development Agency estimated that the coronavirus will cost the global economy at least $1 trillion this year alone. So my question this morning is, when are we going to make China write the check?
Mm.
And here's a convenient fact for you. The U.S. debt to China is currently $1.07 trillion. So why don't we call it even?
Yep. How about that?
Why don't we call it even?
Fair.
When is somebody who is in charge, anybody, either party, going to suggest that China, this is the third pandemic that China's been responsible for, that they lie about it, they don't give anybody the information that they need in order to prevent it, an outbreak in their country, and when is somebody going to suggest that they cough up and pay for everybody all the damage that's been done everywhere?
How about one of those deals, you know, like you were out to dinner, like, well, you had dessert, but I had two drinks. Why don't we, you know, tell you what, why don't we just call it even?
Call it even.
Yeah, we'll just split the bill, call it even. Right.
Why is 60 Minutes Australia the only media entity that's actually covering China's role in this?
Like, great question.
Where is the American media? How about you stop talking about how Trump's a fascist and look at an actual authoritarian government in China and report on what they're doing?
Well, it's only a bad flu. The American media didn't think it was that serious.
Oh, here we go.
Well, okay. But Navarro did post the Axios story. I mean, like, China shared the info in, like, late January, and then here we are.
Yes.
Can we go back to talking about Tom Brady and Tampa?
And don't forget the WHO. China-centric, Ken.
Yes.
China-centric.
Well, what are we doing?
Well,
no one knows, Ken. Nobody knows.
There you have the leads this morning. If you want to call and you want to be on, 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Still to come on the show this morning, the dumbest of the day at 6:45. After trending, we will discuss the company that is tracking its workers and firing them if they aren't social distancing. Huh. Right now, though, ooh, here is Ken Jong-un with what is trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, so much for my lead yesterday, Hillman, about Major League Baseball coming back. The parties that be in the front office threw some cold water on that. Quote, the health and safety of our employees, players, fans, and public at large are paramount. We are not ready at this time to endorse any particular format for staging games in light of the rapidly changing public health situation.
We got to get back to work. We got to get back to baseball. We got to get back to hockey. We got to get back to work.
Why would you put that statement out? I mean, can't you put something out a little more hopeful if you're baseball?
I mean, yes. I mean, I give people some kind of hope that something will be somewhat near normal at some point. Get back to work. Find a way to do it. They got to find a way to do it.
What if they just did a home run derby next week? Got a bunch of players into a park, socially distance them, test them, and have a home run derby. We'd do like a 15 share.
What if we pick two teams, like the super teams, the
all-star teams.
The super immune teams, and just let the two of them play.
Right.
So, all right, you have to see how many antibodies. Most antibodies get you. I heard Christian Yelich yesterday on OMF talking about the fact that players would be ready to go wherever they're told because they just want to play ball, and they need 3 weeks. And yet now we get the Ken Laird of Major League Baseball saying, sorry, folks, park's closed. Moose out front should have told you.
Gary Bettman was on NBC Sports Network as well. He discussed the season that's possible in the summer.
The best thing and the easiest thing would be if at some point we could complete the regular season and then go into the playoffs as we normally do. We understand that that may not be possible.
They're holding out hope, though. I mean, Bettman throughout that was at least somewhat optimistic. Maybe they're looking into playing games this summer. He did confirm that. Big Tom Brady Day. He'll be on with Howard Stern this morning at some point.
He's already up and posting on Instagram.
Ooh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Yep.
What are we expecting from this interview, Hillman? Like secrets revealed that he's never revealed before, or just run-of-the-mill Brady?
I mean, is he going to answer questions about the marvelous lovemaking between he and Mrs. Brady? Or, I mean, is he going to talk about Belichick?
Yep.
I mean, he's not going to want to. And by my estimation, Tom Brady has not agreed to do a single New England media interview since this decision, including this show. Correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, he has not agreed to or not has done anything with anybody in this region. So he's got us in the rear view mirror. Is that correct?
Doesn't like saying goodbye.
We're old. Oh, he doesn't like to say goodbye.
I saw that headline somewhere.
Goodbyes are tough.
Stick his head in the sand.
Where would he get a batting, like home run derby, all-star game, softball machine style pitching more than if he came on here for 5 minutes and just said goodbye?
Anybody. I mean, you would think he would have done one goodbye interview with somebody. It doesn't have to be us. I mean, it could be anybody.
I mean, what more does he have to do? He wrote the Players Tribune piece. He sent out a couple of videos.
That's it.
Are six Super Bowls not enough?
That's it. Goodbye. Thank you. Farewell. See you in September, or maybe November, December, January, whenever football is played again.
Had a couple of conference calls yesterday from various Boston athletes. Torrey Krug says he hopes he hasn't played his last game as a Bruin. That's a little ominous.
Yeah.
Chris Sale, though, seemed hopeful and relieved that he had his surgery. He's got a definitive answer.
Congratulate Chris Sale because he's the only person who had elective surgery in the United States in the last 2 months.
Amazing.
His lips look great though.
Never mind how six tigers at the Bronx Zoo got tested.
Yeah.
How did Chris Sale get elective surgery in the middle of a pandemic?
That is a great question. And WEEI Red Sox Classics continue tonight. Hillman across the Shaws in Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, 7 p.m. with Mutz, your studio host. 2018 ALCS Game 3, Sox and Astros. I won't tell you how it finishes. You're going to have to tune in to find out yourself. And that's what's trending now.
I'm no good at goodbye.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It appears it is listener all request rejoin hour.
Yeah, it was a text request.
Yeah, Post Malone. Tom Brady, no good at goodbyes. New England in the rearview mirror. I mean, he didn't even do a goodbye interview with his stalker, insider Tom E. Curran. No goodbye. No goodbye to New England.
None to be found.
No goodbye.
You really are complaining about this?
Yep.
I mean, what is going on with the world? Tom Brady owes nothing, nothing to New England.
He has absolutely no debt to this society, whereas Bill Belichick is a classic dine and dash who continued to eat on Tom Brady's tab and then just stiffed him, giving a virtual Heisman on his way out the door. Oh.
God. Texter says,
"Good point, Curtis."
Texter says, "Your Curtis sounds better than the real Curtis,
than the actual
Curtis."
Thanks for nothing.
Let's see. This is Joe from Holden. What's up, Joe?
Morning, guys.
How are you,
hey, Joe?
Good. Just opened up the shop. And
wait a minute. What kind of a shop did you? What kind of a shop did you open up?
No, it's I'm a grounds guy. It's just our home base, kind of. So I'm in here.
A grounds guy, like a grounds guy for a golf course, or?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say. We'll just leave it.
See? Yeah. People are paranoid now. You can't even tell somebody where you work or what you do because you might be discovered to not be essential. All right.
Uh-oh. Well. People are being arrested for having a catch.
Yeah.
I could be sent to the gallows, I suppose.
We live in a time where a father who's throwing the ball around with his daughter is arrested by the cops and dragged off to jail. You're right about that.
That's incredible. Yeah, and Curtis is, I believe, and I'm sure others do as well, absolutely spot on with regard to this whole mess that we've created. Well, that I shouldn't say we've created, but the reaction. And I love numbers, and numbers generally represent facts and data. And the fact is, you know, more people have died between January and March from cancer and abortions and a whole list of other things, and we don't shut down the entire world for it. I mean, the fallout from this, this isn't just a Democrat or Republican thing. I am so disappointed with the elected leadership from top to bottom, and I'm not saying I'm not taking this seriously and I'm not careful, but I always had good habits, and most people do, and I think through good habits and being aware, you can continue a society at work, and that's all.
Yeah. Well, I think the question at the end of this is going to be whether people are going to be okay with destroying the economy for a virus with a 98.7% survival rate.
I hope I don't catch an abortion if I have to go to the supermarket today. I better wear a mask.
And I actually have a new fact. It's a stat that got in last night. More Americans have died of boredom during Mutt at Night during this crisis than have from COVID-19.
Will you leave Mutt alone?
Who's your
alone?
Best friend guy? Come on.
I know.
I mean,
if this is what you do to your best friends,
right?
I would hate to see what you do to your enemies, Curtis.
Socially distanced is kind of my life.
My least favorite person is Chris Curtis.
Here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing this morning?
Hi, nice,
Danielle. How are you?
What's going on? What's up?
Everybody's safe. Everybody's doing okay, I hope.
Yes.
Another day in paradise.
Yes, sir.
Greg, I love your show since you've been on, but I got to take you to task this morning because you sound like Ken a little bit. I don't know if you want to call it a conspiracy or what, but where do you get off saying Tom Brady never said goodbye or anything like that? Because you released two statements, thanking Mr. Kraft, thanking the coaches, thanking the fans, everything. If you remember, you guys reported it, one of them, and then the other one they had was all over TV. They had his picture up, and they had the two statements you released. I believe one was on Twitter and one was on whatever social media, because I'm not a social media bug.
Yeah.
But I think you've done plenty of... you know, true bouquets at us various times. And I've got to tell you, he doesn't have to.
No.
Because
I understand.
No, nothing. I'm sorry.
I understand that. Listen, Ken suggested that Tom Brady didn't like goodbyes. My statement was, why do you think, my statement was, why would you guess that he hasn't done a single interview with a member of the New England media. It doesn't have to be us. It could be anybody. It could be Tom E. Curran. It could be Mike Reese. It could be anybody.
Why? What does that accomplish?
But, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's what he's done, is he does interviews with people.
But after the season ends, he's never really spoken to the local media. Like, he did that conference a couple of years ago in California where he spoke at an event talking about pleading the fifth. That was the biggest news story because he didn't – once the season's over, you don't really hear from him until training camp.
That was at Salem State. And he also doesn't want to speak to the relationship. He knows exactly what everyone's going to ask.
Right. He knows what everybody's going to ask, and he's not going to be asked about Belichick with Howard Stern today?
Of course, he's going to do his typical emotional judo and deflect and say, he's not going to come out and just be like, let me tell you what, Howard, that guy is one salty mother trucker.
No, that's what Curtis would like
to pray
hear.
To God he does, but he's already spoken to this audience.
No, I mean, I love him.
He's trying to reach a new demographic, and that's Tampa. He's spreading his wings. He's taking his brand national, and Howard Stern has a big platform for that.
Greg, here's
a text, a 781 text that says, Greg is just salty that his BFF didn't come on his show to say goodbye. Maybe that's what
right.
it is.
And?
Maybe that's what it is.
He has a right to be. He has a right to be. I mean, you formed a – I know it was new this year, but – you formed a bond with Tom over many, many weeks, and you were already friends with him.
Uh-huh. You didn't even get to ask him where he ranks that departure amongst his five greatest departures.
Oh, here's
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hey, Tommy. Hey, bestie.
Tom.
How pissed must Jim Gray be if you're mad?
I know. Jim Gray is probably, he's got to be steaming.
Tom.
Here's a 774 text that says, basically, Tom Brady broke up with New England through text. That's it. You don't break up with people through text.
And then he blocked us.
And then he blocked us,
and then his new girlfriend started posting all these videos of him on social.
Danielle, did you like the new profile photo he posted yesterday?
No.
Yeah.
And Boston is now collectively dating Jarrett Stidham. Good luck.
I like Tom Brady.
No. Open relationship now, Curtis. We're up for whatever. We are up for whatever. If Tua wants to text us at 2 a.m. and say, you up, I'm answering.
Right. We're allowed to have Zoom sex only. Are people having Zoom sex?
You know what? They are. I'm waiting for the first story of some Zoom sex couple that are three or four way, whatever you like, that gets busted by a hacker and like someone shows up in an additional Zoom tile.
I mean, it has to be going on, right? Because there are. I see this hashtag dating during the times of Corona or something along those lines, where people who aren't quarantined together are trying to maintain a connection to the person they're dating. Meanwhile, the people who are married during the time of Corona are trying to find a way to unconnect their connection.
Mm-hmm. Conscious uncoupling.
With the people that they're stuck at home with.
I leave work every day and I go home to a hostage tape.
Yeah. Did you see the guy in New York that posted the flyers saying he was looking for a corona-free woman as a girlfriend during the virus pandemic?
Like on light poles or on the street corners?
He said, seeking girlfriend for coronavirus and beyond, put a photo of himself, said, healthy, attractive, well-employed man, early 30s for germ-free monogamy. Huh. Please be healthy, fit, and clean. Email steadyman4u@gmail.com.
Oh, it's going to be like people getting the STD test and then presenting the evidence.
No corona.
Right. You're going to have to present after this. You're going to have to present the no corona document so that people will hook up with you. Hello, Derek.
Well, you know why Purdy didn't want to come on.
Oh, Derek.
Why is that, sweetheart?
Good morning, Derek.
Well, follow the money. Okay. Purdy doesn't do anything unless he's getting greased. Okay, just look at Best Buddy's cash that he siphoned over to, you know, little Benny's private school to fund the bake sales over there. Okay, there's a track record there. That's why he had his weekly happy endings with Gray, cash. So you weren't willing to pay, Hill Dog, which is something that you've been accused of before.
You mean in general? I'm a little frugal.
Cheap.
Well, I can't even joke like that because you've been generous to me when I've seen you. So, but you get the point.
Yeah,
giving
the kid
Derek money
do anything unless
you're
going to
pay. Tom Brady got nothing to say, right?
There's nothing in it for him. I don't know who just said it, but the reason he's going on Stern is to blast that cult of his, that TB12, you walk on hot coals and drink, you know, loaded up cucumber smoothies. That's the whole reason he's going on there.
So he can reach a national audience and sell that whole life philosophy, and that's why he's doing that.
100%. That's what he's been, you know, wearing his goofy little headset and going all over the country now. That's what his next phase is for him.
Derek likes quarterbacks that pay off women who he locked in a bathroom, not people who take money from a charity to another charity.
Hey, don't knock it until you try it.
Because there was so much proof that actually happened, you see.
Yep, read it.
Yeah, there was a ton of it. That's why he was never even brought in for questioning.
Oh, so you think it was an accident? They just got locked in there with him? Derek?
No, I think some what? Idiot girl.
Idiot girl? You're blaming the victim. Yeah. That's a nice thing to do.
She got taken advantage of. Thought she was going home with the kid. He gave her the high.
And they said, "Oh, you have a weird apartment. It looks like a bathroom and a bar."
Yeah. He gave her more than just the
what Heisman. What a pathetic guy! I mean, if you want to call on us to be objective about the Patriots, at least do with some of that yourself.
I love Patriots who continue to deny evidence after evidence, like Pretty smashing.
Oh, we're back to Pretty. We're out of the bathroom. Okay.
Right. No. Because he'll go down as a rapist when there was not even enough evidence to charge the kid.
Oh, okay.
And furthermore, it was proven they were both going after him for money.
And it was the motorcycle's fault when he didn't have a helmet on and he got in an accident, right?
Classic.
Yeah, well, Pretty got in a car accident, too.
Oh, Pretty. Remember? We're back to Pretty, so we're not talking about Ben.
Well, you're the one who wants to go back and forth on this.
Well,
the question
all
was,
all you do is call the station and rip Pats fans. I'm asking you about the Steelers.
You're so bitter. You're going to be the first to go. You're not going to go to a single game when they're, you know, twirling around.
Oh, no, I hate the Patriots now. I'm rooting for Brady. You are on the same team.
I will not have Derek the Steelers fan call in and rip my idol. Oh, okay, so Pretty obviously just comes off of this entire thing scot-free. Sure. God, get out of here.
All right. Well, Derek knows how to get under Curtis's skin.
Oh, man, what a pivot from Derek.
30 seconds or less.
They got out of that bathroom quick. Right back to Brady.
Tom and Giselle did take to Instagram yesterday to share a hopeful message and a thank you for all of our medical workers.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say thank you for all of you incredible healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, everyone who's working to support everyone who's come down with this really tough virus. And we want to let you know we support you. We're here for you. Thank you from our family to yours. And we wish you continued luck and success in dealing with this.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're sending you all our love and our prayers. And thank you for being, like my son says, wonderful heroes for all of us. And we wish you nothing but the best and sending you all so much love.
The noise here in the background is the wind blowing off the ocean in some sort of a vacation escape destination wherever they are.
What a smear campaign. He's a good guy. Leave him alone.
Hey, guys, we take this moment out from living in my own personal sandals to just wish you guys well up in the hellstorm that is where I used to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Hill, man.
Good luck. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too, bestie.
Electrolytes and dense proteins.
Wow, ripping him for electrolytes. It is amazing. The briefing
I'm having fun. Curtis, I'm obviously in a glass case of emotion. Yesterday, the Buccaneers put out their new jerseys. I almost bought the Brady 12, and I couldn't
you
pull the trigger.
One?
No,
what?
I can't do it.
You can't do it?
I can't
really?
Do it. No, I can't. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I looked at it.
Which
perfect.
Which one would you buy, the home or the away?
Oh, the alt, the pewter. I like the pewter. That gunmetal gray with Brady 12, that was hot. But I can't do. I just can't do it. I can't. Ah, damn it.
Well, you got to save your money anyway.
Right.
I mean,
it's
Lord
a pandemic.
It's a pandemic.
Lord knows there's less today than there was just a few days ago.
If you want to attend Tori Spelling's live meet and greet on Thursday this week, you better save that money.
Danielle, Brady
Nick's
do a
kid,
Zoom?
Nick's kid, who's named after Brady, is going to go hungry, so Nick can buy a Buccaneers jersey.
Oh, poor Thomas. He can come to my house.
Hey, you see those squirrels running around the front yard? There's your supper. Go get it.
Go.
Nick's sitting on Comm Ave with a sign that says, "Why lie? I need to buy Tom Brady's Tampa Bay jersey."
We'll work for Brady's alternate jersey.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45. But before that, we will discuss the company that is tracking its workers and firing them if they are not social distancing.
Fall in love, but this house is haunted, and the crack gets rough. You've got to learn to.
Amazon has decided that they are going to track every employee, and if they are not social distancing, they are going to fire them.
Yep.
And there are some that are concerned about that. I was interested what your opinion was. I know I'll start with Doomsday Ken. Ken, I would assume that you think this is the way a business ought to be operating in these times.
I mean, it makes some sense. What are the details? They
track you. You have some sort of a tracking device on. And if you are not staying the proper social distance away from your coworkers, you get one warning. And then the second go-round, you are ushered right out of the massive Amazon warehouse, and you are fired because you're not social distancing.
But I would say the workers probably love this, right?
Haven't they been complaining about this?
Yes, they have.
Right.
Yes,
so yes, you would think that they would be on board.
Yeah, you've had walkouts. You've had people complaining online and then getting censured for that.
But do you think it's possible they're just trying to do their job, and if they don't want to be fired for accidentally, randomly getting within 6 feet of somebody while they're trying to do their job? Do you think that maybe that's why they're complaining about it?
Probably five jackwagons who don't care. They're like, right, Curtis calling it exactly a nothing burger, and so they want to protect it from those jokers.
Okay, so you're okay with that? You're okay with companies firing people who are not socially distant in the right
Kim Jong-un.
I think it's a great idea in principle, Greg, but there's a lot of these guys that are exactly like you said a second ago, afraid that if they don't show up, that if they don't meet their delivery quota, that they're going to be up Blank's Creek at that point. So it's a great idea in principle, but isn't it really to track people and have an alarm go off? But now we're asking them to wear geotags so that we can make sure whose job. I mean, I know they're hiring. How about getting hired to watch other people and have to hall monitor them on getting within 5 feet, 11 inches in the warehouse?
The biggest takeaway from this pandemic is going to be we're going to wake up in 2 months in a freaking communist country. Mm-hmm. We're going to have authoritarian reign.
Correct. Wait, is it communist or fascist? Can you get it straight, please?
Well, Curtis, you've seen the drones in New York City flying over like you're living in OCP-controlled Detroit and RoboCop. Please maintain a safe distance, citizens.
Oh, it's everywhere. You go to the grocery store now, they have announcements that are reminding you to keep a safe distance away from people.
Well, what I love about this is that there's not a lot of things we can get made. Certainly we're having an issue with the supply of personal protective equipment, but every retail outlet has managed to get custom signage printed in literally no time for display all around the stores about the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah. And like custom, you know, little tape down things for the stores that are following the one-way aisle protocol.
Here's a text that says, I think that's fine. Nobody is required to work at Amazon. Well, where else are you going to get a job right now?
Right, you can't.
It's like Amazon and the grocery delivery companies. Mm-hmm. Those are the only people that mm-hmm. are hiring.
And Custom Inc., who's printing all the signs.
Correct.
Right.
Now, if Greg, you could harness this technology for your restaurants and get people back to work, would you consider it?
Meaning that the customer, rather than have that little device that you get when you check in,
right,
that blinks, you want
Cheesecake
somebody
to factory buzzer.
So if somebody,
honey, the table's ready. Would you get the table, Ted?
No,
I can't.
One more
I'm
minute.
Chasing Leonard.
So if somebody comes too close to another patron,
yes,
at a place, then that, there would
but
some
you're
kind
allowed
of an alarm
to open for business.
Up. They'd be buzzed.
Yes, and there'd be an air of safety.
You want them to be tased. Ken wants people to be tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
If you're going to the restroom at a restaurant and you walk too close to another person,
yet again, complain about the economy, I mean, yet mock the ideas to get the economy restarted.
Like it really sounds like a magical dining experience.
Okay, stay home.
I don't know that buzzing a server with a tray full of food is a great idea.
Made me think of the last time I went to dinner.
There goes the chicken Madeira.
It was 33 days ago. I miss going out to dinner so much. I miss restaurant. I miss not feeling like I'm a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
I've never deserved the marinara.
Oh, God.
I miss going to a restaurant alone.
How are you going to deliver it? By the way, if we have to socially distance, like some people are, I'm sure, do lots of at-home yoga and have great, great delts. But how in the world do you deliver a tray of food from 6 feet away? Are we going to have Servbot?
You can't.
Have that little robot in Rocky IV deliver it?
That is the problem. You just can't.
Conveyor belts. It's innovate.
What is it, an all-you-can-eat sushi place now, Ken?
Danielle, I have a hive mind. That's exactly what I was
thinking. They're tossing the bang bang chicken and shrimp right at you.
Open your mouth. Ah!
At some point, we probably don't have time for it now, but speaking of going out to dinner, at some point we should probably determine If you could only say one thing, only one item, thing, activity that you really miss. We should figure out. We should go around the room and ask what that is, but we don't have time for it right now. Here's a text which says, so we are ankle bracelet monitoring or anklet monitoring Amazon employees, but we're letting all of our prisoners out of prison.
Correct.
Right? That's what's going on.
Well, we need to have room for the parents that are having a catch.
Play the purge siren.
Here's a 781 text that says, Amazon employees were complaining about working conditions. Amazon does something about it, and then they are wrong for what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. Here is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on?
Peaches and cream.
I'm all right. I hope everybody's staying as healthy and as happy as they possibly can.
Doing our best.
So, number one, Greg, at some point in time, you're going to have to bring back Johnny St. Dark. You got to bring that character back. Yes. That is my favorite. That makes me crack up like crazy. So
the legendary, longtime top 40 DJ, Johnny St. Dark.
That's who should be interviewing Tom Brady.
Yes.
He would get all the good information out of Tom.
He would get the answers, yes.
But what I wanted to say is I listened a lot yesterday, and I was kind of too busy to really have the opportunity to call. Because we were talking about correct my poor memory on what this possible helpful drug is that people are using in France.
Danielle's the only one who can say it right.
Hydrochloric.
Harlequin.
There you go. So,
birds
of prey. 2 weeks ago, at nauseam, we listened to Ken talk about how, you know, Trump's not doing enough. He's not being proactive enough. We need to shut things down. We need to basically prepare everybody for what's ahead, and Trump's not doing enough. What is he doing? That was the phrase that continuously came out of Ken's mouth.
Yes.
Yesterday, all of a sudden now, Trump is going too far because he's trying to insinuate that something might actually be helpful for us. So what is it? Is it, should he jump on something as soon as he gets the least notion that it could potentially be helpful for us as a whole society, or should we just wait and make sure that it's okay? Because if there are any possible chances that this thing has helped anybody, it is worth putting more effort into. And that's all Trump's saying. But all of a sudden now, that's something that Ken doesn't want to hear. So it's proof to me that Ken has fallen into the black hole of the only thing he cares about and the only thing some of these people care about is finding a way to spin it so that it's Trump's fault, that Trump's the idiot, Trump is leading us into the black hole of hell.
Now, as you pointed out, Greg, President Cuomo has also pushed this drug, so it's not a Republican liberal thing for me.
No.
I mean, Cuomo's my guy, and I don't think he should be stumping for this either.
So you're still on the train which says that we should not give people the chance to try something that might save their lives.
That's not what I said. You're putting words in my mouth.
Okay.
They're giving people the chance, and that's fine, but these people are asking for it. Doctors are not advising them to do so because there is no medical evidence that right now confirms that it works.
All right. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
It's time for...
Hey, moron!
What a dope!
Hey, idiot! Hey, dumbass!
The dumbest!
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am!
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb!
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses!
People are so dumb.
A lot of dumb things get said in this country on a daily basis, but yesterday we determined that this was the dumbest, Curtis.
Yes, yesterday they held elections in the great state of Wisconsin, and a Wisconsin assemblyman by the name of Robin Voss discussed people being able to freely go and vote while wearing a mask and gloves.
Okay.
He was wearing the mask. So he was saying it's safe to go out and vote.
Nothing to see here.
It's safe to go and gather around other people and vote while he was completely covered in protective gear.
Yes, sir.
He had a gown on, too, head to toe, by the way.
You are incredibly safe to go out.
So I think that's why people have to use their own best judgment. They have to make sure that if they're compromised in any way or worry about the safety of their family, that they do it really smartly. But I look at what's happening here today, and it really makes me proud that the people who run our elections are doing it professionally, but they're also doing it in a way that makes people as safe as they possibly can be.
It's completely safe to go outside as long as you're wearing some sort of protective gear.
Well, do you think that it was irresponsible to hold the election yesterday?
Are you kidding?
Well,
everybody else in the country...
So we're not going to vote, Ken.
You push it back. Everybody else has managed to push the election back.
Push it back to when?
A month would help as a start, and then we'll see where we are.
I mean, is there any activity that... I mean, that's the most American of all American activities is voting.
I'm saying you cancel it. Well, yeah. How about people that submitted for mail-in ballots can't get them in time to have it count, so they had to go out and do it.
I have a great idea, Ken, along with what you're saying. We delay the presidential election 4 years.
Can an American not exercise their inalienable right to vote?
You're correct. That is what I would say. You are right about that. Yes. Ken would prefer that there is a directive from the proletariat, which tells him who to vote for, and then his vote is cast on his behalf.
Do you support this idea, though, to hold the Wisconsin elections yesterday?
Yes, I do.
You
yes,
do?
I do? Yes, I do.
So if there's a spike in cases in 2 weeks...
Huh?
If there's a spike in cases in 2 weeks.
Yes, and we were able to...
You won't second-guess this decision.
If we are able to preserve our democracy and some people end up getting the coronavirus, that would be a sad thing. But we have preserved our democracy. We have allowed people to vote.
And you know what, Greg? Everybody in the media at the New York Times and the establishment left is praying that there is a spike in cases in Wisconsin so they can put this all at the hands of the GOP.
That's absolutely true.
Okay, Curtis, congratulations. You have now given us Dumbest of the Day for Thursday, April 9th.
God.
They're not praying for a spike in
cases. Are you
cases?
Kidding me? Look at the coverage of this story in the New York Times and elsewhere on the left, how it's all the Republicans' fault. Trenny Kucinarik retweeted someone saying that the GOP had people standing out to die yesterday.
I just want to ask you this question. Is there any right as an American that you would stand up for, or are you willing to forego all rights?
I'm not going to answer that with a response. I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
You'll get an email later from Ken's new account, hammerandsickle@entercom.com.
Is there any right that
Greg,
is important?
We're living in unprecedented times. I'm not sure if you're aware.
Yes, we are. It's the new normal. The new normal
it's
is
temporary.
New normal. Temporary. You can't vote. We're going to suspend the vote temporarily. We're going to just suspend voting in this country temporarily. Yeah, temporary. You know what? We'll revisit that.
Yeah, until
that
the hospitals, can handle all the patients that are crushing the hospital workers.
We'll revisit that at the end of the year about whether you can vote or not.
Yeah, when 93 people haven't died in the state, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Texter says it's safer to vote than it is to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Facts. Here we go.
How are we voting, too? Are we punching Chads? Are we doing the old ballot box? Is it digital? Are we wiping the surfaces, the contact surfaces? There's a phrase of the day that we use all the time now. Contact surface.
Ken, if Ken were around in the 1700s, he would have been saying, give me liberty or give me a 3-month supply of rice. And disposable wipes. I mean, really?
Well, disposable wipes were just basically what you wore the day before back in 1770, Greg.
When are we going to get back to normal? Honest question. When are we going to be in normalcy? Is it ever going to happen?
Easter.
Easter 2021.
Hey, right. I just saw a survey today. 4% of Americans will attend an Easter service in person on Sunday.
Sign the Jesus waiver and you can go right to church. Do not occupy my bed.
Speaking of surveys, get your mouth
off my ventilator.
Speaking of surveys, we did a poll. It's crazy how close it is. Did Tom Brady give New England a proper goodbye? 48% say no.
Oh,
only 52% say he gave New England a proper goodbye.
How many votes on the Twitter machine?
500.
500 votes. And
they're waiting in line, not socially distancing.
Is it a contact surface free Twitter machine?
Yes.
Asking for an American.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, there you have it. The dumbest of the day on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.